Boom, 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 boom. This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline.
Boom, 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 boom.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
We need to talk I'm a Celeb last night. So if anyone didn't see it, psychic medium John Edward went into the jungle. We had Steve Price calling earlier this week. He couldn't read anybody. So now they've sent in John Edward. Now, before we talk about this, I need to set the scene. So do you know who John Edward is? Much about him?
Talks to the other side. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I think he connects with people that have passed, yes. And so he's been sent in to do some readings. And before he went in, Dr. Chris Brown just wanted to be very clear about what he did and did not know about the people in the jungle.
Now, FYI, before entering the jungle, John insisted we don't tell him anything about the show or our celebrities.
Okay, so he knows nothing about the show or the celebrities, apparently. So then he gets in there, and what do you know? He starts channeling. Is that what you call it? I don't know what the correct term is. He starts making contact with someone from Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, right? So we don't know who it is. We don't know who he's channeling at first, but he says this.
No, there's somebody who's coming through who died in a car accident.
Somebody's definitely insisting that they passed in the accident. It's not their fault. They weren't driving.
Maybe it's Paul.
Were there two car accidents?
No.
Yes. Because I'm feeling like there are two car accidents, almost like one was foreshadowing and then the other one was, like, tragic. Yes?
Yes, there were.
Okay.
Which you couldn't possibly know.
Which you couldn't possibly know unless you've read any article.
I don't know whose voice that is, but I love the, maybe it's Paul. Like, maybe it's the guy who's famously in here to tell us about the famous, most famous car crash of all time.
Okay, now it did make me laugh, right? They went on, I was watching this whole thing thinking, because I'm a skeptic. I'll be honest, I'm a skeptic. I used to be massively into it, right, about 10 years ago, and now I am a skeptic. But it's because some of the things, I'm always trying to read in whether he would have known that, right, because there's another thing he said about his friend's children or something.
You're concerned that your friend's children are not going to know the stories that you know, and your issue is that nobody's going to be able to tell those stories. That's what I'm being shown. Is that factual?
That is very factual.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're on national TV telling all of our nation all of the stories. You've told the UK all of the stories for so many years.
There's so many people were tweeting in saying things like, I'm very convinced that John Edward is very talented. He had to read a lot to come up with those incredible revelations. Someone said, I'd be less sceptical if John Edward handed Paul Burrell a cease and desist letter from Diana's ghost. But then there was one that said, to the sceptics, which is me, until you've experienced a reading or have an ability yourself, you won't understand. And I thought, that is true. I've never been there. I've never had a reading. I've never anything. Because he did say something at the end about a blue dress. And then I started going, I mean, how would he have known that? Paul reckons even he hadn't told anyone.
Your friend wants to tell you that the dream where she came to you in the royal blue dress was real.
I do have a dream of me sitting alone with the princess, cross-legged on the floor, and she is wearing a blue dress. I've never told anybody about that particular dream.
Okay, so he's never told anyone about that. Maybe he did see something.
Hey, I'm a bit of both, because I've had friends who have seen, I guess, so I'm just going to say psychics. If I'm wrong, go stuff yourself. Have seen psychics.
Okay, then.
No, I just mean if people are going to pick me up on the lingo,
okay,
I don't care.
Sure. Yeah.
Have gone and seen psychics, and it's actually been very valuable for them. They let you record the session, and they've got a lot personally out of it. So whether or not you believe it or not, I know people who it's been very good for.
Have you seen anyone?
I've chatted to Jackie Gillies a couple of times, who I believe is in the jungle as well.
Oh, the other psychic.
Yes. And it was interesting because the first time I met her, she told me something about my past, and she said, I reckon you've had a love that has scorned you quite, scarred you quite badly, and you still kind of hold on to that hurt. And I was like, you know what? That is bang on.
Bang on.
Yeah, it was bang on. But then the next time she saw me, she forgot that we'd already chatted about this. And she said, I reckon you're still in love with this love. And we talked about the same person. I was like, oh, that's the opposite of what you said last time. And that is bang off.
Oh, I remember a friend went and was told once that she probably would never have children. She's now got four. I mean, didn't read that one very well.
Here's what let's do this. 131060, give us a call. When did the psychic get it wrong? Because we're aware that sometimes, you know, sometimes they can be very valuable and they do get it right. But also, like all of us, sometimes they get it bloody wrong. Give us a call. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
It was a great ep of I'm a Celeb last night. John Edward went in, the psychic medium, and he made contact with Princess Diana and then had messages for Paul Burrell. Look, there are some that are pretty sceptical when he started with, there is somebody coming through who died in a car accident.
A little known car accident that nobody but me could have known about.
I mean, Chris Brown did say he didn't know any of the people coming into this, which for me, I go, well, how good a psychic are you if you didn't know who was in the jungle before you came in the jungle, you know?
We're talking about when psychics get it wrong. Nadia, talk to us. What happened?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
So I saw a clairvoyant many moons ago, 25-plus years ago, and she told me that I was going to be having twins, which I certainly don't have any twins. And she also told me that I was going to be a multimillionaire. And I'm still waiting to this very day.
Well, okay. But you know what? How long do you give it before you call it like that it hasn't happened? Maybe it's how old are you, Nadia? Is there still time for the twins?
No. Well and truly over that one.
Okay. Maybe there's still time for the money.
I'm still waiting for the money. So unless I leave my husband and find someone else, then that's when my will come.
Okay. You... Poor twinless woman. We'll leave you go. Sorry, Nadia. Good on you, Nadia. What a legend. We'll go to, is it Talia?
Yep.
Hey, Talia, when did the psychic get it wrong?
More than a couple of years ago, I seen a psychic who told me that my daughter's medical conditions would begin to improve and health would get better and whatnot. At that stage, I didn't even have any children, let alone a daughter. And still to this day, I don't have a daughter. I have two sons.
And once again, I asked the same question I asked Nadia. Is there still time?
Oh, no, I'm literally done having kids.
Well, yeah, but or are you?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good. At least that's a good result, right?
What's the difference between a clairvoyant and a psychic? Is there anything?
I don't know. Anna from Sydney. Anna, you've spoken to the John Edward.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Okay. What happened?
I won a competition in New Idea to have a phone reading. And so it was all set up with the time difference and so forth. And I've got two people you'd think that he might be able to contact, a deceased daughter and a deceased friend. Nothing. Absolutely everything he said had nothing to do with me.
Really?
No.
What type of stuff? Do you reckon it was just a pre-recorded message or was it actually him interacting?
Oh, no, it was actually interacting. So I recognised the voice and I could tell it was him, but... He came up with, I don't know, names and things that happened. None of it was related to me, even in any relative I can think of. So, no.
Yeah.
Right. Were you open to it, Anna? Because people often say if you're not open to it, you can't come through. So you're definitely open to it.
Well, I was certainly open. Having a deceased child, you kind of think, nothing.
We did have another lady, Karen Cawthorne, who said she also had a reading with John Edward, and that one was spot on. But we're having a look at the phone number, and it could actually be John Edward putting on a voice and calling through as Karen. He's very good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
You know, I'll preface this by saying I think you're an amazing mum.
Oh God, here we go.
I put that out there. You're a great mum.
But you're just going to tear me to shreds
now. I'm not going to tear you to shreds. You just, I think you let yourself down a little bit. Well, not you. I think you let your gorgeous son down. It was Ollie's birthday yesterday.
Can't believe I've got an 11-year-old. Crazy. I feel so old.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not his kind of music. I'm not sure why we're playing this.
Everybody loves Drake. should I tell the people what you got him? Or do you want to tell the people? Because you got him...
I don't mind. I got him lots of things. You can say it. I can say it.
No,
do you want me to go through? I can tell you some things I got him.
No, let's just talk about the thing.
What thing?
I said, what did you get him? And the first thing you said to me, don't pretend like there's a big list.
There is a list. I got him multiple things.
Are they all as bad as the thing you told me?
I got him a book.
Oh, God, kids love that.
No, it's the latest Treehouse book. He loves it. It's a good book.
Oh, that is actually a good book.
Yep. I got him.
No, let's talk about the thing. You said You said this. I said, what did you get him? And you said a book. And then you said he wanted stuff from Fortnite, like the game, right? And so you said, I didn't get him that, though. I got him a board game.
No.
And so when him and his friends
hold on.
Are playing Fortnite, and then you can go, don't play Fortnite, play a board game instead.
I went to get to EB Games to get him a game. They didn't have one. And then I said, can I get something to do with Fortnite? And they said, that's all in-gaming stuff. You can't get it. And then I thought,
what
you know
wants.
What?
Get him that.
I know. But then I thought, I'm always telling him to get off Fortnite.
Yeah, which
and
is something he doesn't want to do.
So I'll go buy him a board game, and then when he gets off Fortnite, he's got something to play with his mates.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're just never going to come to your house now.
No, it was a fun game.
That's not even the worst bit.
It's a war game.
That's not the worst bit. It's a board game.
No, a war game.
No, I'm saying it's boring. that's not the worst bit. And I think you knew it was bad because you told it to me like this. You go, I got him. You said this. You go,
I know what you're talking about.
You said, I got him a new tennis racket. And I thought, that's awesome. And then you went like this. And I got him a new tennis racket, grip. And I said, sorry? And you go, I got him a new tennis racket, grip. I said, what?
Okay, the grip on his tennis racket was coming undone.
All you did was replace the grip on his tennis racket, and then you wrapped up the whole tennis racket like that was a present.
He didn't need a new
tennis racket for his birthday.
He didn't need a new tennis racket. He doesn't need
Professional players do that while they're sitting down. They do it themselves on the mat. Well, they just sit there. Takes them 2 minutes. How much does that cost you, honestly?
I don't know. I've got a shop to do it. I'm not sure.
$10 it would have been.
15 maybe?
Couldn't have. Oh,
I've got to get the wrapping paper as well.
He'd go to school.
He was really excited about it.
He'd go to school and they'd be like, all the kids at school would be like, wow. Okay, a bit more. Mommy must have got the coolest, probably in-game purchases for Fortnite. Oh, my gosh. He'll have the coolest new skin on his Fortnite character. And then they're like, what did you get? And he's like, got a new tennis racket. Grip. Like, what? Don't you just re-grip the tennis racket as standard procedure every now and then?
Hear me out, okay? This kid gets a lot of awesome things, a lot of them courtesy of the fact that I get sent things that he gets, right? And I'm very aware that he gets experiences and fun things.
Carry a bottle of Verve, it's going straight to the 11-year-old.
I'm very aware. I don't want him to be an entitled brat, right? Mm. We're doing an awesome experience on the weekend with him, and I thought an experience is a better present than just buying more stuff for him that he didn't actually need. So we've organised this thing we're doing on the weekend. He knows that's happening, but I thought I still need to give him something on his birthday, so I got him a couple of little things. That's all that this is.
On the weekend,
yes.
You're taking him to somewhere that you want to go.
No, I don't. I don't want to go.
You tried to bribe him to go.
No, I'm not going to Vance Joy. I did try to bribe him to say let's go to Vance Joy together.
That you want to go
and then he said, I'll go if I can eat lollies the whole way through to get me through it. And I thought, he doesn't want to go.
And you know what? You can even bring your new tennis racket grip that you can play with.
We are doing something for him on his birthday.
Yep. I'm still saying that's the worst present of all time.
Mate, I didn't grow up getting like fabulous things all the time.
I'm not asking for fabulous. I'm asking for half decent. That's shocking.
It is.
Tennis racket grip.
Among other things.
A book and a board game.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
So we talk about lots of things in the break.
Yeah.
We were meant to do something else here,
yeah.
But we have to discuss this. What did you just say to me before we went there?
Well, you were saying you were worried about how I was using my finances.
Yes, you just throw money around and you're going to have a family one day and settle down and you're going to need some of the money you're making.
Well, and in this career, you've got to make hay while the sun shines.
Absolutely.
And it can only last for a short amount of time. And I put your mind at ease because I said, don't worry, I've invested. And it's fine.
It's not even what you said.
You said,
don't worry, I've bought land in Chile.
Yeah, I did.
Which is the most risque, unconservative, concerning thing you've ever said to me. Yeah. You've got the most random tats that you go get when you're drunk. You're splurging on people's dinners. What do you mean you bought land in Chile?
Well, I wanted to settle down. And it's quite easy, actually. I've got a mate who said, hey, there's these guys and they're doing,
my God.
They're developing because Chile is not known for its ski fields, but
what?
Chile.
Does it get cold there?
Yeah. And there's this joint where
does it get chilly?
It gets chilly.
Good one.
In Chile.
And so we've invested in land. It's going to be turned into a ski chalet. It's going to make up part of a resort in Chile. I'm going to be one of the first people to own a ski chalet in Chile.
But you're going to be one of the first people to lose money on a ski chalet in Chile.
And you should actually see how the last email was worded. I'm like, oh, this is definitely
okay,
being
so
like translated.
Were you drunk when you did this transaction?
No.
Okay. How much does land in Chile cost you?
Not much. See, I could never afford to buy a ski chalet here. but I couldn't.
You can't even afford to go skiing in this country.
Exactly. So if you're thinking,
but are you,
if
like,
you're thinking,
like
if you're a young
grand,
person out there listening, nowhere near that. No. If you're a young person and you're listening and thinking, if you're thinking, I'll never be able to buy a house here.
You can't give advice out like that.
I can.
You can't.
Buy in Chile.
No,
it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper. And you get this really cute email that says, welcome to Chile. It's great.
By some probably dodgy Nigerian prince.
No, it's a dodgy Chilean prince.
Have you definitely bought land in Chile?
Yes, I have.
Show me the land. Show me the property. Where is it?
What do you mean?
Show me what part of Chile I want to see on a map.
Oh, God.
Did they show you anything? Like, what details did they show you?
I'll have to go down. No, I mean, it's a bit of land at the bottom. So it's been sectioned into 45 different blocks. And we bought one of the blocks.
What's the area called?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it's called. It's one of the schemes.
I'm actually having heart palpitations. Why? This is not even my money.
Because you're excited about a holiday in Chile. Me too. I can't wait. But it's going to be a little while until we can go, because we've got to build it now. Build it and they will come. And if I learn to say that in, do they speak Chilean? No, Portuguese.
Portuguese.
I think. Portuguese, Spanish.
Spanish.
Ah, Builde, and they were Carme.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Please welcome to the show, Vance Joy.
Hey, thank you so much.
Have you ever had someone put a bit of Delta on for you before your meeting them?
Is that what that is? I didn't pick the scent, but no, it is nice. I appreciate the thought.
If you had to describe the room to our gorgeous listeners, how would you describe this cupboard?
It was a nice entry into the thing. It's like turn left, then left, then left into the room. So it was good. It was very quick. I don't know. It's cozy. It's cozy. It's warm. It's all, yeah, but it's good.
When you grew up, you know, and you dreamed of performing at Glastonbury and, you know, Coachella, did you ever think one day I might get to be the first ever performance in Carrie and Tommy's cupboard?
Well, I think it's humble. It's humble, but I like it. Yeah, that goes well for me, so.
Now, I need to ask, Vance, because the women in particular, well, and one of the men in the team, they've been losing their mind about just your presence in our cupboard. Are you able to survive in the outside world, or are women just ripping your clothes off as you walk down the street?
I can survive. Actually, you know, I don't really get recognised that often, which
what
is
What do you
funny.
Mean?
Yeah, I really don't, yeah. It's funny. I think... I wear a uniform definitely when I'm performing, and so I think I'm not changing it up too much. It's always like this Henley shirt and like
and your woolen jacket that we've seen on your
jacket.
Instagram.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I got to change it up.
You really need a new jacket, mate.
I need a new jacket. I know. So I think and especially if I cover my hair, I think I don't get recognized.
Yeah, right.
I think I also have a preference for things that are kind of daggy. So I wear this, I was wearing a broad brim cricket hat for a while, and I remember I was wearing it with a friend and she's like, yeah, can you just like take that off? And I was like, what? This is me. Like, if you can't handle dork me, like cricket hat guy, like that's it. Like, I signed my name at the bottom of my hat. Like, I'm, yeah.
Well, I've got a girlfriend who's very into you, and she always says to me, do you think Vance is single? And I'm like, mate, I don't know. Every time I interview him, I don't want to ask if he's dating someone, and she says he's too cool for me anyway, so now I'll be able to pass back that you're not too cool for anybody.
Not too cool, definitely not.
There we go.
Not
Diella.
Not cool,
you're in with
and
a
not
chance.
A, oh. Well, am I allowed to ask if you're single, or is that off limits?
I'm single, but I think I am single at the moment. But I also think that when I say that, I think my parents are tracking this. So my dad's like, you know, have you ever thought? I was sitting next to a girl on the plane. She's really lovely, and so like I feel like I'm like, Dad, it's like I'm not too stressed, but you're making me stressed. Like, it's okay. I'm not in a rush.
So your parents matchmake you? I thought that was only for like us losers that grow up in the suburbs where our parents are having to go, oh, we'll find you someone good.
I just love the image of you getting off the road after being with Taylor Swift. And your dad saying to you, now, I know you've just been with Taylor Swift, but have you met Tracy from Up the Shops? Because she is an absolute ripper.
Well, I think it's time we get performing because that's what you're here for. You're here to sing us your new song, We're Going Home, from your new album, your second album. How are you feeling? You feeling the pressure with the second one?
I am now, Carrie.
No, that's just the heat of the room. It's all right. It gets really hot in here.
Turn the heat on me.
He has gone quite red, actually.
Well, I was going to say, Vance, if you start sweating too much, there is a bottle of Delta just in front of you. Give yourself a little spritz.
Let's do it, Tommy. Let's get ready for our first ever performance in the cupboard. We're going to let you find...
It's the first one.
This is literally, you're the first one.
Oh, thank you. That's right.
Yeah.
So there is pressure.
Now, we're going to have to play a song because you're going to have to work out during this song where you're going to perform because there's not a lot of room. Quite literally, there's no room. In fact, there's books, a whole pile of books, and my dressing gown probably where you are going to perform. So we'll move that all out the way.
It's very homely.
We'll come back from this song and you'll hear our first ever performance from the cupboard with Vance Joy.
I've just worked it out. It's just a cunning plot by Bickmore to get really close to Vance Joy.
Well, it is, and you're in Adelaide down the line, so I picked the day you weren't even in studio so I could have Vance all to myself.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
He's so tall, his head is almost hitting the roof. But that doesn't matter because Vance Joy is here and he is here to perform We're Going Home from his new album, Nation of Two. And he is our first ever performance in the Carrie and Tommy cupboard.
If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go. When I see your light shine, I know I'm home. When I see your light shine.
Way to kick off our first ever performance in the cupboard. That was amazing. I've got chills.
Man, that was so great. Can you stick around and play a whole concert for us?
Sure. I mean, it's going to be a hot one. I'll get a few waters and I'll be ready to go.
Do you know, it was so intimate. I didn't know where to look. Like, I'm so close. I was like, I can't actually look at you because then I'm like right in your eyesight. So I was like looking down and then I thought halfway through, that's so rude. I have to look up.
It'd be weird if I like you looked up and I was like looking. Like, there's no real place.
You can sing to me anytime that intimately though. That was quite nice, yeah.
Man, that was great. Thanks so much, bro.
Thanks.
That was great.
My pleasure.
I agree.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Husey and Kate going to be driving you home soon. Joined by them right now.
We got one half in, but it is.
I
the
wonder
half.
Why we've only got one half in.
Well, it's quite an interesting issue. I mean, Hughes, when you hear it, I know this is not news to you, but when you hear it, that Carrie had a saucy dream about you. What kind of feelings does that stir in your soul?
I'd forgotten about it, to be honest, but now to be reminded is that, you know, that's a positive vibe. I won't deny that. So, I mean, I'm not happy that John Howard was one of the others. And
Eddie McGuire. Yeah, I mean, well, it was quite the trio.
I feel like I'm at least in the top two of those and maybe number one. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you, but you weren't the number one.
Oh, no.
In performance-wise?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, was it all separate dreams? Was
separate
it
a, dreams. No, I it thought it might be the three. My whole life just went crazy. No, we weren't all together. Oh, that's weird.
I have such a funny picture of the four of you lying in bed.
Someone talking a lot.
And just afterwards, just going, oh, that was nice. Wasn't it, guys? That was
these
lovely.
Things happen. Yeah. We'll keep it between ourselves. Yeah.
Have you ever had a dream about Carrie?
Don't make it weird now.
No,
this is weird. Have you had a dream about a celebrity?
I've had dreams, yeah, I have. I mean, I won't say anything about Carrie, but I've had dreams about male celebrities, which is awkward. So, including Anthony Kalia. So we were just holding hands, me and Anthony.
waiting
for an Uber. but that's as far as we got.
Oh, so Uber. So that's a recent dream.
That was a recent dream, absolutely. Yep. So, yeah. He wasn't that happy for me to tell him about it, but I did tell him about it. So, yeah.
Good man. Mm. Have you gone any further with any other male celebrities?
Well, Mark Philippoussis in a dream many years ago, so back in his heyday. Oh, yeah, I'm not quite sure how far I got there, but there was certainly there was something going on between me and him.
You don't have dreams at all, do you, about like people you know?
I don't really have saucy dreams.
Don't you?
At all.
Maybe that's because you're having the sauce in real life.
Yeah, maybe that's it. There's nothing left. All the energy's gone. Yeah. And a Channel 7 reporter from Perth, actually.
What?
Yeah, he used to be an ex-Eagles footballer. Yeah, Adrian Barrich.
So, oh, I know Adrian Barrich, you know the shorter guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's still on Channel 7 over there.
I like him.
Yeah. And did you go the full hog?
No, we just had a moment in a lift. So in the dream. That was back, it was many years ago. Yeah.
Well, mate, I know you said it put a bit of pep in your step, me reminding you of Carrie's dream.
Yes.
I'm here to do nothing but boost you up and support you. So I'm going to give you a little more information.
Oh, all right. Yeah, here we go. Yep.
Carrie just revealed to me.
Tommy.
That she has had multiple dreams about you.
Pens at me, mate.
Stop saying things that you're not meant to tell him.
Yeah, but they're truth. If I say truth, you can't throw a pen at me. The pen really hurts.
I could.
And one of these days it's going to hit me in the eye.
It could, and he's got one eye. And why has he got one eye? Because of his, you know, if it's your dream about me. So
yes, and then, people keep bringing it up. They're like, you know, old one eye over there.
Yeah. The thing
that's
about
because Bigmore keeps dreaming about
you. You can't control them, but yet I still feel bad about them.
How ironic that you would bring me down to just one eye with the cause being multiple dreams.
No, I'm still. If you don't, is this a prank or not?
No,
this is not a prank.
It's not a prank.
Wasn't a prank?
Because I don't want men to feel bad, embarrassed.
All you had to say, was this was a prank, and you would have got yourself out of it.
It's a prank. It's
too late now.
All right, mate.
Where's Kate? Bring Kate back.
She's gone forever. All right, this is great. It's the best segment we've ever had. We're gonna have the best weekend.
I mean, if we don't know how to finish this segment, how does it usually end in your dream, Carrie?
To be continued, apparently.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.